As you begin to listen to my voice, I'd like you to close your eyes. Have them remain comfortably closed, because I'd like you to relax, to let go, and let my voice make all the effort necessary as you relax for the next few moments. Let it be a pleasure. I want you to begin right now to enjoy the feeling. The feeling of being able to choose to relax, of being able to choose to let go, and to be able to go deep down inside and turn the world off as you simply relax for the next few moments. You're going to learn to enjoy gradually, effortlessly, settling into a feeling of calm, hypnotic relaxation. It's an ability your mind already has deep down inside, to relax, to settle into a neutral state. You have a dream deep down in your mind, something you've always wanted to make happen in life. Goals, wishes, hopes, some kind of direction. I would if I could, might be a phrase that travels through your mind regularly. I would if I could. But I would if I could has a solution now. Because the words that will travel through your mind many times a day, and quite comfortably, are I can. You believe it. You believe it, and you can begin to allow yourself to feel the pride, the confidence that makes it all happen. You begin to feel a little more comfortable with your own past, because your past is a very valuable piece of education, a very important piece of experience that has use to you. So as you relax, as you let your body go, you now refuse to build your life on any form of guilt. Guilt has no value to you. Whatever you did in the past has always been the best you could do at the time, with what you know and the resources you had. The very best effort you were able to make. And the only reason you know that now is because you're getting better, day by day, improving, getting better because you see yesterday through today's eyes. You're maturing, growing, understanding right now that there is no value in guilt. Only education and experience holds value for you. Childhood programming, all those older experiences, they were controlled by circumstantial accidents. And you're going to keep the pieces of the past that you like and agree with. But any feelings, any doubts, any fears that might harbor deep down inside you, anything you don't like about your feelings and attitudes and behaviors, those things that are not yours, they happen to you by accident. You're not going to take them. You're not going to carry them. You're going to reject them. Done. gone. Starting right now, you are going to make each day happen in your own way. You're going to mature into that attitude quite easily, quite simply. And new experiences are going to help you continue to mature into the kind of person you've always wanted to be. Because right now you can honestly believe that you are all you need to be to succeed. That you can have all the things you need to complement you on that success. And you can do that by simply relaxing. Relaxing and experiencing that positive attitude. For what you're doing right now is choosing to turn the distraction of the outside world off. To go inside, to relax, to feel that sense of control and calmness. Better than you've ever done before. Now that is a reality. Keep it. Use it. You're going to begin to believe that positive, successful experiences from the past contain valuable emotional strength and depth that you have earned. Those positive, successful experiences and feelings, those emotions, they belong to you. Just like any old familiar song or a photograph, positive emotions will bring back those buried emotions, bringing back feelings that you think you'd forgotten about, spontaneously coming back to you, perhaps even by accident, throughout the day. Realize that positive memories and thoughts and feelings and pictures can flash into your mind. And you can carry with them the same pride, the same happiness, the same confidence you felt with the original experience of months or years ago. Because those good feelings belong to you. So begin to enjoy feeling and re-experiencing the very best pieces of memory you have, as they're allowed to begin to come back to you. Relax and let that body go. Allow that melting sensation to flood through the body. Listening to me. Letting the distraction of the outside world fade away. And some of those positive images and thoughts and memories are allowed to flow back into your mind right now. And you can use the best within you. If you've ever felt pride, confidence, courage, success, and a need to be something special, you can still own those feelings, those thoughts, those attitudes. Let them come forward as an honest and active part of your life. Do it on purpose, because you must use your very best. Use your best feelings, or you're going to lose them. And these things are too valuable. Don't let them go. Hold on to those best feelings. Let them re-emerge. Let them resurface. And I want you to begin to practice seeing things as they really are. You're maturing, and you can find great pride in that emotion, beginning to realize that the final choice as to how you're going to feel in any situation, it's always yours. No one else can make that decision for you. No one else does anything for you. It's your choice as to whether you're going to allow old feelings to control your life in any way, shape, or form. It's your choice, not theirs. because you're one of a kind. You might realize that other people do what you do. But no one can do anything. No one can ever do it exactly the way you do things. Because you are and have been unique since birth. So enjoy that feeling. And understand also that failure does not exist. There is no such thing. It's all just feedback. Only your degree of success ever needs to be measured. And even the most pitifully small degree of success, it's still success. It's a seed to be planted for the future. And it will grow. It will grow with any kind of attention that you give it. Fear is always a fantasy. Something that may or may not happen can allow fear to take place. But there again, so is success. And you alone are now going to choose which one of these worlds you will see as being real. Remember that phrase, "I would if I could." "I would" is a dream, and it's a good dream. "If I could" is the search for a plan, a way to make it happen. "I can" is the harmony of all the feelings and thoughts that makes life happen on purpose, successfully. So relax. Let it feel good. Absorb the words, "I can." Believe it. Because right here you can hand over control just as much as is right now to that part of your being which is always standing by ready to help. On countless occasions every day, your unconscious mind helps you. And perhaps you're so familiar with those times that you take them for granted. Every time you allow yourself to travel gently into relaxation, you can gain more and more confidence. You can simply let that confidence happen, just as you allow relaxation to happen. Imagine yourself right now. Take yourself away to your favorite place. A real place. An imaginary place. Perhaps even right here, right now. And notice what you really like about this place. Notice how this place is connected to your good feelings. Notice how all your good feelings are connected to every part of the whole place. The temperature, the sensations, the colors, the shapes, the light, the shade, the silences, the sounds, any movements. Just imagine that place, your place, right here and now. And put yourself into this scene, this place. And pay attention to all the sensations within your body as you imagine this great place. And feel your body responding to your awareness of this great place. And let your imagination increase every pleasurable sensation of your awareness right now. Because right here you can feel confident. Right here, this confident feeling can be within you. And you can create this feeling on your own, just as you've done right now. And you will do so whenever you wish. You can step into this feeling of confidence and calmness, a feeling of success, as you begin to tune out all of that old-fashioned, unhelpful thinking. You are the cause of any past positive remarks made about you. You're the cause of those. and in the future. Perhaps more and more positive thoughts and remarks may be made about you, and you can be comfortable with that. As you carry on reviewing all the positive thoughts about yourself, because every day brings a new possibility of achievement, of happiness, of understanding. Every day you can explore your own unique path to fulfillment, starting right here in relaxation, where you don't have to make any effort at all. You can relax and store up that energy. And later, when you need it, you can draw upon all this stored energy and calmness that you've saved up right here in relaxation to help you feel even more confident than you ever thought possible. And all your feelings can teach you great lessons. And as you learn how to relax, how to instantly step back into confidence, any fear can be transformed. Every moment that you used to call fear can be transformed into a heightened alertness, a heightened energy, and of course, superb responses. Your fear now turns into excitement and awareness and passion and understanding and clarity over and over again because your efficiency increases. With the more confidence, you know when it's right to be prudent and when it's safe to enjoy being completely free of those old inhibitions. Because right here in relaxation, this confidence is released within you. Feel this confidence flow through you with the warmth of life, with energy, with positivity, with excitement, because life always offers something new. Every day, new and unexpected. You can trust life to offer the unexpected. You can become confident that it will do so. Right now, your self-image is changing for the better. You're willingly leaving those old beliefs behind. And it might please you, it might even amaze you to find that you're free to do things. Free to say things that you may never have said or done before. Everything becomes clearer. You can understand those old beliefs that once held you back were simply mistakes. And whatever circumstance, whatever situation you're in, you can always now return to the immediate calm perception of your breathing. Slowing that breathing down and finding, right there, the courage, the simplicity, to be sure of yourself. Feel now more and more at peace with yourself. More and more at ease to face the future. And whatever it brings. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind. The more you relax, the more confident you become. The more confident you become, the more relaxed you feel. It's now time to grow stronger and stronger each and every day. Because in a moment, I'm going to count you back up to normal, fully conscious awareness. And at the count of five, you'll return to being wide, wide awake. Fully alert and refreshed, ready to allow all of these positive suggestions to work for you. So getting ready now to really notice the difference of coming back up and out into fully conscious control, back into fully awakened consciousness on the count of five in 2, 3, 4, and 5.